This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Rest of it, the news, the headlines first. Respective ministers continue answering the questions raised upon the appropriation bill amid opposition parties' protest. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta says the report related to Federal Civil Service Bill will be passed without any amendment. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority decides to request Home Ministry to ban public and private vehicle operations in areas prone to floods, landslides and inundations during the monsoon period. And Israel attacks Fordo nuclear site as Trump floats regime change after US strikes. Now the news in detail. Respective ministers have continued to answer the questions raised upon the appropriation bill amid opposition parties' protest. The opposition parties, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, continue their protest demanding the formation of a high-level investigation committee regarding the visit visa issue and the resignation of the Home Minister. Both parties boycotted today's meeting. Speaking during the emergency hour in today's meeting, Rashtriya Swatantra Party's MP Shiva Nepali demanded an investigation into the human trafficking occurring in the name of visit visas, alleging that efforts are being made to suppress the voice of opposition parties in parliament. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has reiterated its demand for the formation of a high-level parliamentary inquiry committee or a judicial commission today as well. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, there was an agenda for various ministers to respond and clarify to questions raised during the discussions on the appropriation bill. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta has said the report related to the Federal Civil Service Bill will be passed without any amendment. Minister Gupta has clarified that the bill to make provisions regarding the formation, operation and conditions of service of the Federal Civil Service has not been stopped due to the controversy over the cooling period. Responding to queries raised in the House of Representatives meeting during the discussion on the appropriation bill, Minister Gupta clarified that the bill was removed from the agenda of the meeting on the 17th of June due to the ongoing protest program of some political parties in the parliament and important programs in his ministry, recalling that the bill, which has been in state of limbo for the past 9 years, was unanimously passed by the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee after extensive discussions. Minister Gupta assured that the bill, which was prepared with great effort by including all the stakeholders and which was considered very necessary in the process of implementing federalism, will soon find a solution. The National Disaster Reduction and Management Authority has taken the initiative to ban public and private vehicle operations as needed. The second meeting of the Monsoon Response Command Post held today decided to request the Ministry of Home Affairs to direct all 77 district security committees to ban public and private vehicle operations as needed. Executive Chief of the Authority, Dinesh Prasad Bhatta, said that initiatives will be taken to ban vehicles in areas prone to floods, landslides and inundations that may occur due to heavy rains during the monsoon period, considering the weather forecast and conditions in the potentially vulnerable areas, rivers, streams and national highways, local road networks where water flow may be high. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said that the government is working with priority for the safety of Nepalese in areas affected by the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran while taking the potential impacts seriously. Responding to queries raised by MPs during the discussion on the appropriation bill in today's House of Representatives meeting, the Foreign Affairs Minister said the ministry issued travel-related information with detailed contact details on 15th of June, requesting Nepalese currently in Israel and Iran to exercise maximum caution from a safety perspective. The Home Minister Rather, the foreign minister said 885 individuals have registered the information on the portal so far and the registration process is increasing. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has said that the road to transformation and progress would be slow if youth were misguided. Addressing the second plenary of Central Committee meeting of National Youth Federation Nepal on Monday, Prime Minister Oli said that the youth should back right ideology and leadership, not an individual one, saying that the Federation has an unusual responsibility. The UML chair asked the new leadership of the Federation to frame its entire planning to maintain records for making a history. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागी सब बैताक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहस इंटरनेट में सब कर दूँ
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #14 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsahib Prasad Yadav at the office of the Vice President at Lanchor today. The Vice President's Secretariat said during the meeting, along with exchanging greetings, discussions were held on various aspects of Nepal-America relations, bilateral cooperation, diplomatic partnership, and future possibilities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israel launches a new attack on access routes to Iran's Fordo nuclear site a day after it was damaged by U.S. strikes. The BBC cited Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz as saying Israel's military is striking Tehran with unprecedented force. Iran's judiciary confirming the city's Evin prison has been hit. U.S. President Donald Trump has floated the possibility of leadership change in Iran hours after his team says replacing the regime was not the aim of the U.S. strikes over the weekend. Trump says those attacks caused monumental damage to Iran's nuclear sites, while Iran has vowed a decisive response. The UN's nuclear watchdog calls for a ceasefire to inspect the damage. Elsewhere, the EU is urging Iran not to block the Strait of Hormuz, with the US asking China to put pressure on the Tehran over the key shipping route. At least 9 people have been killed and several injured in an overnight Russian missile and drone attack in the Kyiv region, the Interior Minister has said. The BBC cited Ihor Kilmenko's social media post as saying residential areas, hospitals and sports infrastructure had been hit. At least 6 of those who died were in a high-rise building in the capital, Kyiv's mayor Vitaly Klitschko said. The city's military administration said a further 33 people had been injured. President Volodymyr Zelensky is traveling to London on Monday for talks with PM Keir Starmer on UK military support for Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Respective ministers continue answering the questions raised upon the appropriation bill amid opposition parties' protest. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta says the report related to the Federal Civil Service Bill will be passed without any amendment. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority decides to request Home Ministry to ban public and private vehicle operations in areas prone to floods, landslides and inundations during the monsoon period. And Israel attacks Fordo nuclear site as Trump floats regime change after U.S. strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.